Good day, all. Welcome to another episode of Learning Bible Truth Ministries. I am the founder, host, and teacher, your one and only Dr. Kamala D., here to teach you Bible truth. Not my truth, Bible truth. Bible truth allows you to grow in faith and walk in God's amazing grace. Here we rightly divide scriptures that contain the true and living God's word. Remember to pray and ask God for understanding. Put your learning hats on. Get your Bibles. Invite family and friends. Take notes. And let's learn Bible truth. Good day, saints. Today is Sunday. It is November the 12th of the year 2023. Boy, this year is coming to an end so quickly. Hallelujah. Praise God anyway. I am the host, founder, and teacher of Learning Bible Truth Ministries, your one and only Dr. Kamala D. Now, I know it's very early. Yes, it is. I have a busy day today and an even more busy day tomorrow. So if I didn't get up bright and early to share this message, I would not have been able to do it. So I decided to do it for our learning purposes. Okay, I'm going to include me in that. Because whenever I teach a lesson, I am learning as well. Because I do an extensive search through the scriptures. An extensive scripture search. Now, this lesson will be a four-part series. I chose this topic based on the need of God's people, Christians, those who believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and has confessed with their mouths that he is alive, meaning God raised him from the dead. This is whom I am talking to. This is whom this lesson is for. Now, the name of the series is The Importance of Faith. Episode 1 is entitled, What is Faith? So during episode 1, we will talk about what faith is and how we can develop it. Now, since God set his law up so we can work and communicate with him through our faith, we need to know what faith is and how it works. So I want you to go to our opening scripture, Hebrews chapter 11. I will be reading verses 1 through 3. And for informational purposes, I am using the New King James Version throughout episode 1. So, and you guys know the routine. You can pause the tape while you look for the scriptures, Hebrews chapter 11. And when you find them, hit play and we will be on the same page. So with that said, I will begin reading. Verse 1 of Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. And finally, verse 3. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Now, believe it or not, this scripture is not the definition of faith. It describes how faith works. Faith is the substance. This means faith is the essence or reality. Faith consists of persistent hope in the promises of God. Evidence means proof. Having faith itself proves that what is unseen is real, such as the believer's reward at the return of Christ, especially those listed as examples of faith, known as our heroes of faith throughout chapter 11. They received commendation in the form of a good testimony from God. The goal is to positively illustrate what faith looks like and to connect the current people of God with this cloud of witnesses. That's in Hebrews chapter 12. Now, God's creation of the universe was accomplished by his word, his rhema word. That's the Greek word for word, rhema, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible, is consistent with the doctrine of creation, but is not itself a full statement about this reality. Now, the writer of Hebrews, which we do not know who it is, I don't care, we can speculate until we leave this earth. We do not know who the writer of Hebrews is, but what we do know is that he was an apostle and he knew exactly who Jesus Christ was. So the writer is saying that God did not make the universe out of any pre-existing matter as humans know it to be, which is close to saying that he made it out of nothing. Now, further scripture of proof, if you want to follow this, these scriptures that I studied, they are found in Genesis chapter 1, beginning at verse 1, Psalms 33:6. Psalms 33 verse 9, Psalms 90 verse 2, John chapter 1 verse 3, Acts 14 verse 15, and Romans chapter 4 verse 17. Now let's read about seeing the invisible. So go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and I will be reading verses 16 through 18. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. And finally, verse 18 says, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Now, verse 17 talks about our afflictions produces glory, but the glory is far greater than the affliction. Affliction does not by itself bring the benefit of glory. However, but only as it is seen in the light of God's eternal perspective. As we look not at the things that are seen, i.e. Paul's suffering and all the shortcomings of this present age, but to the things that are unseen, the full restoration of all things at the resurrection to come, and the sure fulfillment of God's purpose for history. Now let's go to Mark chapter 10, verses 29 and 30. It says, so Jesus answered and said, assuredly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's who shall not receive 100-fold now in this time houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and in the age to come, eternal life. Now we must believe what God says, although we don't see the results at the moment. Now the person who leaves house and lands and family for Jesus' sake, you can cross-reference that in chapter 8, verse 35 through 38. And read Matthew 5:11, Luke 12:8-9, and Luke 18:29. Now, for Jesus' sake, if we leave these things, the houses and lands and our family, and for the gospel can expect in this life, now in this time, okay? Listen carefully. In this life, now in this time, we'll have these things to include fellowship with other believers, and to find a welcome in the houses and lands of other believers. You can also read Luke chapter 18, verses 29 and 30. But in this life, these blessings will also be mixed with persecutions. Cross-reference that with Mark chapter 8, verses 34 through 38. However, the future will yield an even better reward, eternal life. Hallelujah. Our faith should be in the eternal life that is expected. God promised it. We don't see it. It's not here yet, but we should believe it. That is how our faith works. Now, by answering in this way,
Jesus assures the disciples that they have answered the call and are blessed even though they haven't seen the blessing yet. That's how we live and we walk by faith. This is how faith works. Even though we haven't seen the results yet, when we prayed and asked God for something, we know that it's coming. It's a guarantee. So we shouldn't have any worries about it. Now, Matthew's chapter 5, verses 11 and 12. Now, this is the ESV. It says, "Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account." Verse 12 says, "Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Now, just as Jesus experienced opposition and persecution, his disciples can expect the same. And so should we. Now, our reward may not come on earth, but it surely will be theirs in heaven. It will be ours in heaven, and it will be the disciples of that day, heaven. So they persecuted the prophets. Now, throughout history, beginning with Cain's murder of Abel in Genesis chapter 1, there have been those who oppose God's people. Now, this is where having faith during persecution comes in. Now, as believers, we will be persecuted by family, and you guys know it, those who are walking by faith. And when you hear family speaking negativity about illness, and let me tell you, I'm a huge advocate for healing and not speaking sicknesses and evil over your family and over your body and over your health. I'm a huge advocate against that, because not only do I know, I truly believe and receive in my spirit that you will have what you say. So we have to be careful about that. And when you walk holy and walk by the word of God, you will have those who don't believe and those who don't know God, those who don't know his word, persecute you for that. And that's just part of life. Walking in God's word, you will be persecuted. So with that said, let me say this again. As believers, we will be persecuted by family, also people we don't know, and so-called believers, other believers who don't have faith, who claim to believe in Christ but have zero faith. And I'm sure if I know some, I know you do too. Man has more influence on some Christians than the word of God does. Some people will break and give in to the pressures of the world. No matter what, we must hold to our faith and keep trusting in God. Now, with that said, go to Luke chapter 18. I will be reading verses 29 through 30, and this is the ESV. And it says, this is Jesus talking. "And he said to them, truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God, who will not receive many times more in this time and in the age to come eternal life." Now, remember, we are talking about faith. We must believe God that if we devote all of ourselves to him and for the sake of the kingdom, his kingdom, even with persecution, God will see to it that our family stays intact and we will be blessed for it in this time, not in the age to come, in this time. Even if it haven't happened yet, trust me, we need to keep our faith in God. God says we will still be blessed in this time, not just in the age to come. Now, the ultimate blessing is eternal life. So we have to stand in hope for eternal life, no matter what's going on in this world, no matter what you hear, no matter what Satan's people tell you. We need to stand fast on the word of God that says we are promised eternal life with him. Now, the age to come, we must believe God's promises without seeing or experiencing them in the moment. That's how faith works, saints. Now, let's look at our heroes of faith. Go back to Hebrews chapter 11. I'll be reading verses 4 through 7, and this is the New King James Version. "By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained a witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead still speaks. And this is verses five and six I'm going to read. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found, because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had his testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, my God, Hebrews 11:6, pay attention to this, saints. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Verse 7, by faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. We all know that Noah was not a saint. We know Noah was a drunk, but we also know that he believed God. See, it is faith that moves God on our behalf, not your tears, not your good deeds, but trusting in him. Now, Abel had a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Cain offered his sacrifice without faith. You can read Genesis chapter 4. Abel still speaks to us through scripture. His deeds were righteous in the sight of God. Now, Enoch was taken up in Genesis chapter 5. If you want to read about that, is verses 21 through 24. It indicates that Enoch did not die, but that God took him, having pleased God. Now, Genesis also states twice that Enoch walked with God in Genesis chapter 5, verse 22 and verse 24. And this phrase is interpreted in the Septuagint as Enoch having pleased God. Now, faith includes belief in God's existence, a reference to Hebrews 11, and especially in God's trustworthiness to keep his promises to reward his followers. Now, faith is mandatory for those who approach God. We need to get that, or he won't hear you. That may sound harsh, but people need to know this. You can't sugarcoat the word. This is why so many Christians are fallen. They are being given false doctrine. We need to make sure that we understand that faith is mandatory before we even approach God. You have to remember Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, which means that must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder, not a punisher, of those who diligently seek him. So let me say this again. Faith is mandatory for those who approach God, or he won't hear you. Why? Because he can't. He can't go against the principles that he set in place. He can't and he will not. Now, that's the way he set up his system. Now, God rewards those who diligently seek him, but also those who do good works in the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, you can cross-reference that with Revelations chapter 22, beginning at verse 12. Noah, I want you to read about Noah in Genesis chapter 6, verses 9 through 9, and then read chapter 29. Now, events as yet unseen. This is talking about Noah. Noah, the saving of his household, was a visible example of God's salvation plan. The ark was Jesus, God's salvation plan. It kept them safe. He condemned the world. Noah, he condemned the world, means that Noah's righteous obedience to God showed by contrast how sinful the world was to reject Noah's message. You can also read that in the New Testament. Read 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. And God's moral standards. World in Hebrews generally signifies God's creation. You can read Hebrews chapter 4, verse 3, and chapter 9, verse 26, and chapter 10, beginning at verse 5. Now, I call out a lot of scriptures so that you can research it as well. Because if I read every scripture that I study, we will be all day long, and I choose not to do that. So I want you to read those scriptures that I just called out. Let me repeat. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 3, chapter 9, beginning at verse 26, and chapter 10, verse 5. Now, though here it especially pictures sinful humanity, in chapter 11, verse 38, you can also cross-reference these scriptures that I'm talking about in reference to sinful humanity. John chapter 15, verses 18 through 19. James chapter 4, beginning at verse 4. 1 John chapter 2, beginning at verse 15. Nor is an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. Nor is called righteous in Genesis chapter 7, beginning at verse 1. After his faithful response in building the ark. Now, how many of you, if you hear a voice from the Lord, see, we have all these scriptures that can speak to us. The heroes of faith that I just mentioned back in the Old Testament didn't have all this. They had to rely on that voice. Today, you better compare the voice that you hear with scripture, or you will be listening to the devil. Trust me when I say that. Now, saints, you are going to be shocked. This is the end of episode 1. I wanted to make it short and sweet so that you can know what is to come. Now, next weekend, I may share episode 2 or another message from Bishop Freddie Caldwell. I was looking for it, and I ended up playing one of his episodes last week about the blood of Jesus. I found the episode that I was looking for originally that he shared before that one. So I may play that one, or we may embark on episode 2, which will be entitled How Faith Comes. Now, before we go, let me say this short prayer with you guys. So every head bowed, every eyes closed, tune out everything around you, and let's just focus on these words. Heavenly Father, as we talk with you, Lord, about the matters that are frustrating us, the matters of this evil world, you will enable us to see things from your perspective and sort out what is really important. Then you will open up the way before us as we go forward in trusting and depending upon you and staying in communication with you through your word. We ask that you open our mind to understand this message and open our hearts to receive it so that we can continue to grow in faith and walk by faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, saints, with that said, I want to leave you with this. Live Christ. Love his people, because that's what he did. Take up your cross. Peace out. I hope you were enlightened by this message. If you have any questions or comments about this episode, please send your comments or questions to talkingbibletruth.cd@gmail.com. And if you would like to support this podcast financially because you were blessed, you can donate from the platform you are listening on: Anchor, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Audible, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, and more. And contribute an amount of your choice. Or you can send your seed to my Cash App, $DrKamala D. That's $D, lowercase r, capital C, lowercase AMALE, capital D. Anything you choose to send will be greatly appreciated. Now, until next time, saints, remember that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We as believers walk by faith, not by sight. I am your host, Dr. Kamala D., rightly dividing the word of truth in peace and love. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope to see you next time.